Back inside the Super Chevy Dealer Studio, Jeff Palermo along with Todd Horn and Glenn Gilbo. Let's get to our first guest of the night on the Max Home Hotline. It's LSU men's basketball coach Matt McMahon. Coach McMahon, how you doing tonight?
Jeff, great to be with you tonight. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, you got to tell us about Ron Zipper. How did you find this guy? And explain to us as well how someone that played professional basketball overseas can come to the United States and be, I guess, a college athlete and have 4 years of eligibility.
Yeah, it's an exciting thing about Ron. 6'5", lefty guard, has extensive international competition. Was the MVP of the under-18 European Championship several years ago. He also competed in the under-20s, and has spent the last three seasons playing in the Israeli Winter League, which is one of the best leagues over in Europe. Also has Antonio Blakeney, former LSU grade, who had an NBA career. He's still playing in that league. Jared Harper, really good guard at Auburn several years ago, was in that league. Very experienced player. Ron has fulfilled his military obligation, so he was not a professional by pay, even though he was playing in the league. So he is able to come over and start his college career. And I think you see this new movement, Jeff, where players that 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago would have just stayed in Europe and continued their professional career now have the opportunity to come play in college with the NIL opportunities and revenue sharing beginning on July 1. That give him the opportunity to do so. So 22 years old, very experienced player, and I think is going to provide a lot of perimeter shooting and high skill level for our team.
Coach, this is Todd. Do you see Zipper as a primarily a number two guy, number two?
Yes, I think so. He's a two guard, 38% from behind the three-point line this season over in the Israeli Winter League, double-figure scorer there. I do think he's more than just a shooter. I think he's a very skilled passer, has great size at 6'5". But for us, the 2 and 3, fairly similar. But he'll definitely be one of those guards for us on the perimeter.
But you said he wasn't playing. He was playing in the pro league, but he wasn't a professional because he was still in the military. But aren't there still some extensive things you have to do to bring over an international player like that as opposed to a national player?
Well, I think so. There's certainly a process from student visas and there are high school transcripts being translated over and all of that. But
right.
He'll be good to go and just part of the process. Like you've seen Illinois here in recent years have great success over in Europe, Kentucky and Arkansas with Avisic the last couple of years. So I think we're trending in a good direction and look forward to getting them here this summer ready to roll.
Hey, Matt, this is Glenn. Did Ronald Dupree, is he already having an impact? You just hired him. Did his overseas experience in the NBA – as a scout and personnel person, did he help with Zipper?
Yeah, I think Ron's been very involved in our last couple signees as our new general manager. He does have great connections, not only in the NBA and in that agent market, but also over in Europe from his career there. He's well known in Israel from his time over there. And I think, where Ron is really providing a lot of value here early in his time at LSU is just the overall roster construction. You're dealing with salary cap now, as you would in the NBA, trying to slot guys into certain spaces and so forth. So he's doing a terrific job here early in his time back at LSU.
And tell us about your other two recent signees, PJ Carter from Memphis and Pablo Tamba from UC Davis.
Yeah, I think, Glenn, just the opportunity to add depth. I mean, I think you're looking at with P.J. Carter, a guy who played on a really good Memphis team this year, went to the NCAA tournament, played about 15 minutes a game. But as you look at our roster, I think you saw a lot of production from a recruiting standpoint at the point guard position, and then also with our front court with the size and athleticism there. And so we want to surround the 1, 4, and 5 positions with a lot of shooting on the perimeter. And PJ's a guy who's made 98 threes over the last two seasons at 40%, can really shoot it, has unlimited range. I think he'll provide great value there. And he's also a good defender on the perimeter. While he's thin, he does have good length and athleticism at the wing position. And then Pablo Tamba from UC Davis, originally from Spain. Again, we were just thrilled with the first four front court guys we were able to add. The average size there, 6'10", 244 pounds, between Jalen Reed, Rob Miller, Markel Sutton, and Michael Nwoko. And so we needed another guy up front, and we're looking for more of a hybrid type player who could guard the 4 and the 3 position. And Pablo's 6'7", really athletic, played in the same under 20 European championships that Ron Zipper did. They actually played against each other, which was pretty neat going back and looking at that film. But averaged 11.6 rebounds a game this year at UC Davis. He comes in as an older, experienced player, really an efficient finisher around the rim, which I think is going to be important for us with the Dedon Thomas's ability to drive and create. And then, you know, all our front court guys really grayed out as excellent rebounders, which was a huge point of emphasis for us as we built this roster.
Coach, it sounds like you built the roster to the spec, if you will, that you wanted to build it with the types of players that you brought in. Are you pleased with it right now as you head into the season?
Oh, I'm thrilled. Yeah, thrilled. I think, you know, when you start at the point guard position with Dedon Thomas, Jalen Reese, two great facilitators and creators. You know, Dedon's a guy who's been top assist rate in the country the last two seasons in his time at UNLV. So love his ability to create for others there. Then you go to the front court, the size, the athleticism, the rebounding ability, the physicality, the finishing around the rim. I think a lot of people don't realize, like, Rob Miller shot 85% inside the charge circle last year, which was one of the top numbers in the country. And then the rim protection from a defensive standpoint. So was thrilled with our start there. The first dynamic wing we were able to add was Rashad King from Northeastern. And he's a guy who played at the point some for Northeastern. So he's a secondary playmaker in addition to the 18 points a game he scored for them. He also 6'6", 6'9" wingspan. So when you get to that wing spot, Todd, you really see size, a lot of 6'5", 6'6" guards, and three-point shooting. And so what we hope, we've created a dynamic roster with great size, great playmaking at the point guard, and then three-point shooting on the wing.
How do you put it all together, though, in a short time, Coach McMahon? And you're not the only one that's dealing with this. The turnover now in college basketball is so extreme. And then I guess a follow-up to that question, I mean, is that truly really good for the sport to see so much turnover on these rosters?
Well, the first question you ask is the most important one, I think, and it'll be the big key for us. Like right now, I love, to Todd's question, I love our roster, but it's just that right now. It's a collection of pieces, of talented players. I like the fit. And now we got to take all of that and turn it into a team. And so I think that's where the summer is going to be so key for us. The fall, I think you have to be really intentional in your team building, from the relationships within the program to the different activities we do outside of basketball to try and fast track the team chemistry process. And then the last part, it's kind of the era we're in.
Yeah.
I much enjoy the opportunity that I have with the Jalen Reed, for example, where you recruit him and then you get to coach him for 4 and maybe even 5 years. But kind of the era we're in is a lot of turnover, rosters changing every year. You know, the other area we tried to be really intentional was from a maturity standpoint. And 7 of our 13 guys, when the season starts, will be 22 years old or even older, up to 23 and 24. So tried to be very intentional there to get older, more experienced. And now we get the opportunity to put it together into a team.
I can't remember which SEC. I think it was an SEC coach who said it or suggested that maybe the season needs to be longer because you are having such a huge turnover. Maybe there needs to be an additional 5 or 6, 7, 8 more games added to the regular season to get that cohesion that you need once March rolls around. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think you will see that. I think the rule will pass where it won't be 5 games. But right now we're at 31. I think it's going to go to 32, not this coming season, but in the 26-27 season. And how you get there, whether it's tournaments, neutral site games, how you can get there however you want. But I think you will see an additional game. But I think it just puts the onus on your summer and your fall and how you build your team. For example, ours, we got 13 guys. 2 of them are returners, 1 in Jalen Reed coming off a major injury. So 11 new faces. You know, how quickly can we build those relationships and build the chemistry? You know, as I always tell people, I think team chemistry is best defined when everyone puts winning above personal agendas. And so that'll be a huge part of our focus this summer and fall to quickly build the chemistry of the team.
So you are done for this season, right, as far as the roster?
Yeah, we're done. We're done. Gotcha. We will probably we have a couple walk-on spots we'll fill, you know, and we'll see how that house settlement goes through. But it sounds like men's college basketball will be capped at 15 players on a roster. I mean, you've seen some in recent years with 17, 18, 19 guys. Those days are over. So as far as our signings, we are complete at this time.
Coach McMahon, could you hold on through a break? And we just want to spend a few more minutes with them. Okay, let's take a quick break. LSU men's basketball coach Matt McMahon. He joins us on the Max Home Hotline. We're broadcasting from the Chevy Super Dealer Studio. More of Tiger Rag Radio right after this.
Now more Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
All right, back here on Tiger Rag Radio, inside the Super Chevy Dealer Studio. Jeff Borm along with Todd Horn and Glenn Gilbo. So I know, Coach, you said that right now you just got a roster and you got to formulate a team, but what's your thinking as far as a potential starting five? I mean, you got Thomas, you got Jalen Reed. I can help you out with it. Thomas, Jalen Reed, Nwoko. Who else is out there?
I thought you would wait till the media day.
No, I'm not going to be at media day, Coach, so this is my time.
You guys haven't even gotten on campus yet.
You got to sit there, and I know you're not going to give me really the answer. I understand that, so I'm kind of playing around. But you got to be sitting there looking at that roster and just formulating what might possibly be a potential rotation.
Or what can we do with this guy?
Yeah.
What can we do with this guy as opposed to who's starting? God.
I think that's the biggest point right there. That's the fun part, and that's what this month of May is really huge focus for us is we now know the roster and everyone's different circumstances. You know, we got to get Ron Zipper across the ocean here from his – go through his admissions process, which will take a couple weeks. We got to get Jalen Reed continuing to attack his rehab and get back hopefully for the start of practice and all of those things. But the fun part now is we know the pieces. We know what we have at point guard. We know what's there on the wing. We know what our front court looks like. It's now designing the best way to play, both offensively and defensively. And I like the options. I just, when you look at that front court, the size and athleticism, the physicality, I think we're going to be able to do a lot of things there. The playmaking of Dedon Thomas and Jalen Reese. And then when you go through the wings now, we were really able to finish the period strong, over the last couple weeks, to develop some depth there on the wing. When you start talking about the size and shooting and versatility of guys like Rashad King, Max McKinnon, Ron Zipper, Mozzie Mosley coming in as a really talented freshman, PJ Carter with his proven, you know, 3-point shooting over the years. So it's really exciting. And now the fun part for us as coaches is mapping out what the summer and fall needs to look like to design the best plan of attack for these guys.
Coach, very similar question, but casting your eyes towards your competition, especially in the SEC. You know, back in the day, the football coaches especially used to spend summer scouting and building scouting reports on all the teams that they were going to play, and that's whenever, you know, they were having players there on the roster for 4 or 5 years. How much does that change and put pressure on the coaching staff now? Or do you know the rosters of the other teams because you were likely, you know, profiling, if not recruiting, a lot of those same players in the portal or recruiting them from high school?
Yeah, it's changed a lot, Todd. I think, you know, the old days of, you know, every team's going to return 9 or 10 guys and add 3 or 4 signees are long gone. So there's a lot of familiarity with all the new pieces. Certainly in the league, you have a really good understanding of how Tennessee's going to play, how Auburn's going to play, what Alabama's going to do. But I think there is a lot of time that'll be spent this summer, you know, really evaluating personnel of all the different teams. You know, I think you look across the league, as you know, the best league in the history of college basketball, and a lot of good players going out and going on to the pros. But I think you've also seen the SEC really dominate once again in the transfer portal, and the league will be right back on top again. So, you know, really taking advantage of this time, not only to familiarize ourselves with our own team, but prepare for the opponents in January, February, and March.
Coach, thanks a lot for spending some time with us. We appreciate it. Looking forward to October, and I can't wait to hear on the first day of Media Day who the starting five will be.
I look forward to the question. Thanks so much. I appreciate y'all having me on.
All right. That is Matt McMahon joining us on the Max Home Hotline. We'll take a break from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio here on Tiger Rag Radio.